Today, Thinking Outside the Book is visiting the Tulane Library's off-site storage facility, a huge warehouse on Jeff Davis Parkway that holds what seems like a whole football field of books, waiting to be used or requested, as well as a conservation lab, where books come for repair and restoration. Conservation librarian Sabrina Johnson takes us on a tour behind the scenes. This is not open to the public.
So it's not just conservation that happens here, it's also storage.
Yeah, absolutely. It's completely climate controlled out here. It is kept at about 67 degrees Fahrenheit and 55% humidity.
And in August, it is heaven.
Yes, it is. It's a nice change from outside.
I should say you both have on jackets and some
aprons.
Yes,
we had to bundle up a little bit.
Look at this. Yeah. There's more. Oh my gosh, these are giant library carts.
Yep, moving books around, making room wherever we can. All the empty shelves, every inch is accounted for.
This is heaven.
It's wonderful. These are the older books. They're still in Dewey, but they're about a century old and a little bit older. Mm-hmm. So they're kept out here because they're fragile. They're a lot more delicate. These empty shelves are deceptive because, like I said, every inch has been accounted for. We're going to be moving more things out here. So we have multiple collections out here. We have LAL. We have University Archives. We have the Jazz Archive has stuff out here. Newcomb and the Louisiana Research Collection has a lot of materials out here as well.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So if any of the patrons would like to request these materials, they can do it online or talk to somebody at the circulation desk.
We're also talking to Sarah White, who is a conservation specialist.
Yes.
So what happens if somebody's just walking through the library and says, oh, this looks like it could use a little work? Do they just pluck it off the shelf and send it to you?
I suppose they could. They could bring it to the circulation desk.
Yep.
And then it would be delivered to us. So it goes through a little channel where it's delivered to Sabrina, who then assesses it. And then I'm always here. I'm always at the offsite. So I'm hardly ever at Howard Tilden.
Ah, gotcha. Now, how do you decide when it can't be repaired anymore? Is there ever a moment when a book is just done?
Sometimes with the circulating collection, especially if there are a great number of pages missing, because we can fix it, but the time it takes to fix it is just so long that it's not worth the value of the book. For special collections, we always fix it. We never replace.
All these years later, the collections are still being restored and identified after library flooding during Hurricane Katrina, when the rush was on to save fragile and valuable items.
And these materials over here, they belong to the Louisiana Research Collection, and these are all recovered from Katrina.
And they all say Boggs. You think those are her letters or her papers?
Yep, it's that collection.
Wow, that's a big collection. Yeah. Now we know why they measure them in linear feet.
Right.
Oh, whose trumpet is that?
From the Jazz Archive.
Oh, wow.
There's so much life in this place waiting to be recognized or studied. So many items like the trumpet Sabrina shows us that have their own little bit of history. Some of these items bear the history of the city and its very existence.
We had so much help after Katrina from outside vendors, as well as people working within Tulane. But even with all that incredible work that they did, there were still materials that remained unidentified after the flood. So these are specialists within the collection identifying these materials and bringing them back to their little homes. Everything we treat in the conservation lab is use-based because we don't have the staffing or the materials or the time to fix every single thing that's damaged that's just on the shelf. So we get our materials coming through circulation, through ILL, and through special collections when the patrons request something or when one of the curators pulls something out for an exhibit and finds that it needs to be repaired. And that's when it comes to us and we fix it.
Next week, Sabrina Johnson and Sarah White take us into the conservation lab, one of only two in New Orleans. Tune in every Tuesday at 7:44 a.m. during Morning Edition and 5:44 p.m. during All Things Considered for more of our bookish adventures. Thinking Outside the Book exists thanks to the generosity of the Hellas Foundation.